January chapter 6, I did it my way. Today's reading comes from Genesis chapters 10 through 11, Matthew chapter 9, and Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 18 through 26. Frank Sinatra was wrong to do things his way. In Genesis chapter 11, we see people uniting in building what seems like a giant triumph of humanity, until we realize what their work is all about. They're tired of being distant from God, so they build a structure that will reach the heavens. In Genesis 11, verse 7, the scripture says, "Surely the gods will know and find us now. Let's meet our Maker," you can almost hear them say. But the true God, Yahweh, knows their plan and says, "Come and let us go down and there confuse their language so that they may not understand one another's speech." Because all the people spoke one language, they were dangerous to themselves. In the unity of one world, there is disunity. We choose to assault the God we should serve. There is an alternative, a unity that God desires, where we serve Him by serving others. Jesus, in John chapter 16, verses 4 through 15, describes how we should act towards one another and towards Him, even teaching us how to pray. With Christ, God has resolved the reason the tower was attempted. Since the Holy Spirit came and brought us comfort, the very presence of God is always with us. Sinatra also said that if a man doesn't have himself, then he has not. But God wants us to stop focusing on ourselves, building towers, and trying to do things our own way. He wants us to seek Him and to treat others with love, respect, and self-sacrifice that Christ gave us. He wants us to do things His way. What towers are you building? What type of investment should you be making instead?